Welcome to Ed Show number 141. And if you would like to hear the last month of news related to Microsoft and DevOps, you can go to aka.ms/DevOps News. Today, I'm joined by a special guest, John Kaiser from Chef. Welcome
Hello.
To the Ed Show. So could you tell everybody a little bit about what you do at Chef?
Yeah, my job is more or less the mad scientist at Chef. I'm a principal engineer, and so my job is to come up with whatever the next thing is that Chef is going to do.
Okay, cool. Well, I know that there's this new thing out now called Chef Provisioning. So could you tell a little bit about that and how it relates to Azure?
Yeah, we had a problem. Like, Chef's job is to manage computers' configuration, to bring up web servers and databases on a single machine. And people were using it perfectly reasonably to provision one machine with a database and another couple with web servers. But they didn't have any way to describe that whole set of servers and to talk about a cluster as a thing. And it turns out that's just as important, if not more important, than the things on the individual bits, because that's the thing that you're going to want to test when you run it in a test environment. You want to repeat it in a dev environment. You want to run it in a production environment. So Chef Provisioning was a way to describe clusters the same way that configuration of clusters, the same way that you describe the configuration of a machine. You could write down a machine resource in Chef, and it would go up to a cloud service or to a virtual machine and create one of those things. So in our case, Azure, it could go up to Azure, ask it for a machine, and then put Chef on it and configure the machine to be what it should. Then you can use lots of these machine resources together to hook up a whole distributed app using Chef, and so that they can all find each other's IPs.
Okay, cool. Makes sense. Was there other names ever before for Chef?
Yes. I initially called it Chef Metal because in my naivete, I felt that in the end, whenever you're getting, no matter where you're getting a machine from, there's metal somewhere. But it turns out that across the industry, the word metal means something very, very, very specific, and that is computers that you own. So we changed the name to Provisioning because too many people were like, well, I didn't use it because I want to use the cloud. And it's just as good for the cloud and VMs as it is for bare metal.
Okay. Cool. Well, I'd love to see it in action now. So maybe can we take a look at provisioning? Let's say I want to provision a new application and Azure Virtual Machine. Can we get that going?
Yeah. Sure. Why not? This is what a Chef provisioning recipe normally looks like. We got one here with just one machine in it. And the components you can see there are that Chef provisioning is loaded up in this Chef recipe. This is just a normal recipe. Then we say with driver, and the with driver tells us whether we want to use Azure, whether we want to create a VM or a Docker container or something like that. And then we create one or more machine resources. And those machine resources are how we specify the topology of our application. You could say something like, I want a database machine, and then I want two web machines. And you just give them all the machine options to say what size they should be and where they should, what location in the country they should be. And it'll go up to Azure and ask for the machines that you want and then put the correct recipes on to make them into what you want them to be and hook them up to each other. So what we can do right here is show these Azure options include things like the VM size. So if you want to have a small or a large A0, if you want to actually find out what the list of options are, we are using the Azure AWS or the Azure SDK for Ruby. And that has a list of, if you go to the README on the front page of that GitHub, you can get a list of all the options that it takes when you want to create a VM and the list of valid values. So once you've chosen a VM size and a location and set up your accounts and stuff, you can just tell Chef to create a machine.
All right, so we saw, kind of this basic recipe here for Chef provisioning for a machine up to Azure, but how do we kind of do all the things leading up to that point.
Oh, so provision it. You actually want to do it then?
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's do that. Let's do it live. The first thing that you're going to need, obviously, is to have an Azure account. And so we're going to take your Azure account and download the credentials, and we're going to get Chef on the machine. And I can show you how the basic steps for that. The simplest way to get the credentials onto your machine is going to be to install the Azure CLI. So the cross, if you're on OS X or on Windows, we have an installer right there. You could just install it, and then you can use the Azure account download. And so I've already done that.
Yeah,
on my
you've
machine,
already done
so
that.
I'm not going
to
do it again.
To get the published settings certificate file. Yep.
And then you could do your Azure account import of the file that you downloaded, and that's where the file was. And then that's enough to get your credentials on your machine. Okay. You can check if the command line tool works, and then move over to Chef Provisioning, which will use the same credentials.
Okay. And then, so is the Chef basic Chef tools enough, or do we have to import the Chef Provisioning Azure tools?
We're going to have to import the Chef Provisioning Azure tools. The way that we, the simplest way to get all the things that you want is going to be download the Chef DK onto your workstation. Mm-hmm. And you can find that at downloads.chef.io/chefdk. Download the one for your install, and then you type chef gem install chef provisioning Azure. And
right, that will run, and then now we should have all the prerequisites, yeah?
Yep.
Okay, cool.
Now that we've got all the stuff onto the machine, we're going to need to actually get into writing the recipe. That's the next thing you do. Mm-hmm. So what we did in this case is we created a single file named provisioning.rb, and I just stuck it in the current directory. We're going to be using a feature of Chef called local mode that's going to let you create a recipe locally, run it, and provision the machines up to the cloud using your workstation as a Chef server.
Okay.
So in this case, we create our recipe. We're going to want to create one right now to just show creating a single machine. We're going to create a machine object or a machine resource. We give it a name. Each machine needs to have a different name in Chef so that they can refer to each other. Those are the strong names that you're going to use to look up IPs later. And then we set some machine options. And these are all going to be very specific to Azure in this case. That's why it's a freeform hash. So if we look here in the bootstrap options, we're going to set a cloud service name for this machine. We're going to set the storage account name for the storage account we are going to be using. And if you specify a storage account that isn't there, then Chef Provisioning will actually create a new one for you. So if you want to have a new application with its own separate storage, you can do that.
Okay.
And then you set the VM size, location, and things like the TCP endpoints that you're going to be able to access. Finally, you need to pass an image ID where you need to pick an image that you're going to use to create the machine, and that's going to specify the operating system you're going to use, whether it be Windows or Ubuntu or...
Yeah, that's from the gallery. There's a way to get those.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Just go up to the gallery. And then we're going to give it a password so that the SSH connection can be made after we actually get up to the... after we've created the machine.
So let's go ahead and provision.
Now that we've got our recipe, we need to run the recipe. And we're going to run the recipe on our local machine using Chef's local mode. And that's going to take the recipe, use your Azure credentials to go up, grab a machine, and then access that machine through SSH and actually provision, install the right recipes. The dash Z here is what stands for Chef Zero, which is the Chef server that's going to be running on your machine when you run local mode. The basics of it are that means you don't have to actually install a full-blown Chef server. It's good for development, testing, and demos.
Yeah, there we go. Okay.
So you run it like this. And so what it's going to do, it's going to do what Chef normally does, which for each resource in the list of resources, It goes through each one. It looks at that resource and says, hey, have I fulfilled this yet or not? In this case, there is no Chef Alicorn machine yet, so it's going to create it. Which right now what you're seeing is it's taking the image, it's told Azure about it and asked Azure to create a VM for it to use. And that's what Azure is doing right now. The second time we run this, we can run it again after this, what we're going to see is that it won't recreate the machine because it knows it's already there. In that way, this is kind of a static, the recipe is kind of a static description of your cluster. So if you have 10 machines in there and 9 of them have already been created, you've got, you know, 8 web servers and 1 database or whatever, and then you add another web server, when you run the recipe, it's going to notice that 9 of them are still there and only create the 10th.
Okay. And so how, what would that look like to say I want 10 of these in the recipe?
Well, the way that I would probably do it, and this is the way that a lot of people do it, the nice thing about Chef is that it is code, and so you can make loops and if statements and all the things that you want. And so what we can actually do is give each one a separate name from 1 to 10, and then I can actually say either web I if I wanted to. And then I could also create a separate database machine. Would be what your topology would look like with machine options filled in. You'd see 1 database resource there. You're just describing that I want a database. And you see that there are 10 web resources there, web machine resources, and you're just saying I want 10 of these. And okay. It's Chef's job to make sure that those things are fulfilled and not redo it every single time. That's right. What we call idempotent.
Okay.
And we're here. Wait, right now what this is doing is it's asked Azure to create the machine and it's waiting for the machine to come up and for SSH to be ready. Once that happens, it's going to log onto the machine and actually provision it.
And so that, is it going to install the Chef agent on that VM? Or?
Yes, in this case it will because that image doesn't have a Chef client. There are other ways to get Chef onto the machine. It could already be in the image that you've created. Mm-hmm. You could use Azure's attachment.
The VM extension, for the Chef VM extension. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
To get Chef onto the machine. There's a number of ways, but in this case, what it's going to do is going to detect the version of Chef that's needed for the OS that you've chosen and install it.
All right, so like any good cooking show, right, we have already pre-baked one here, I'm guessing. So maybe we can just see that instead of having to wait for that whole thing to finish, huh?
Lots of butter. we've already got 1 pre-baked machine, so you don't have to wait. What you'll see here is Chef Unicorn, which is, you'll remember we had Chef Alicorn before, which very important difference. And it noticed that the machine is already there and already exists, so it just runs Chef Client again to see it, to make sure that it's picked up the latest changes from your cookbooks. That's the way that that Chef does updates. You'll update the cookbook that says the configuration for your web server or the actual web pages on it or the executables. And then Chef will pick up those changes and any and all web servers, when they run the Chef client, will pull them down from the Chef server and apply them.
Yeah, so this is that whole idempotent deal there because we already had the same variables. It said, oh, I already knew all that's there, and it just connected up right to the Azure host. So maybe can we see that host in Azure just to show that there's a VM there?
Okay, we're up in the Jake Kaiser Demo West resource group. We'll click on Chef Unicorn. We've already got him up here. And you can see he's up here running. He's got an IP, which is what we use to connect.
Very cool. Okay, awesome. Thanks so much, John.
Yeah, anytime.
Totally.